My guest at this time is Henry Jeskiewicz, the CEO of the Gibson Guitar Corporation. You may remember the guitar maker was at the center of a major controversy earlier this year when a government raid through the Fish and Wildlife Service sent workers home and confiscated a great deal of materials, all to only find out Gibson was following all the rules as it pertained to the wood they were using for their fingerboards for their unique guitars. But now the Gibson CEO, Mr. Jeskiewicz, is not satisfied with that conclusion. He says it's important to make sure that the rights and freedoms that Americans ought to enjoy are preserved and are not subject to the whims of anybody in Washington outside of the federal law, and certainly not to the whims of laws of other countries. And Mr. Jeskiewicz, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, sir. And we'll talk about your affiliation with the Right on Crime Initiative in just a moment. In terms of your corporation and the government, obviously we know what happened in August when this raid happened. Was this the culmination of a long and fractious relationship with the government, or did this come out of nowhere?
Actually, both. We had been raided before, approximately 2 years ago, and there was an ongoing investigation and litigation in regard to that issue. However, the raid recently came out of the blue. It was about another wood from a different country, so it wasn't the same issue that was in the original raid. And that was a complete surprise.
And did they explain why they had come, or did they just tell you all to clear out?
They actually would not say why they were there. I specifically asked them, and the affidavit, which details why they're able to raid you, was sealed, meaning it was being held confidential, and so we weren't able to see it. It was unsealed, not surprisingly, after we sort of went public on the issue.
Mr. Jeskiewicz, based on what I've certainly read, that sounds like they didn't find anything that was violating the law. So what was their explanation once everything was all over with?
They still contended the imported wood was illegal based on their interpretation of Indian law, which is different than the interpretation of the Indian government.
So the U.S. is enforcing Indian law where the Indian government won't do it. But this all raises the issue that is one of the major reasons you're getting behind this Right on Crime Initiative, is that the United States is apparently, as you just explained, applying its own interpretation to other nations' laws and deciding to enforce them. What explanation, if any, have you been given for why the United States is enforcing laws that aren't American laws in the first place?
They have that right via a law called the Lacey Act. And the Lacey Act specifically gives the Justice Department the ability to enforce laws in other countries. And they're doing it. But it is more than enforcement. It is actually enforcement and interpretation, as we see in our issue. In each instance of where the Justice Department sees a violation, the country that we're doing business with does not see their laws being violated. So they are interpreting those laws differently. That is a severe problem. There are over 4,000 laws that businesses are subject to that also basically say you have to comply with other countries' legal systems, all other countries' legal systems, and not only do you have to comply with them, but you have to comply with the U.S. government's interpretation of those legal systems.
So there were no American laws broken here, and as far as the Indian government's concerned, you didn't break any laws. What do you get the sense is the reality here? Is our government trying to do its level best and just getting a little overly aggressive in some of these situations, or is there actually an anti-business hostility out there?
I think both. I think that there is some people in government are doing this from a position of good intentions, even though I don't believe it's sort of the right way to go. But there are others that are abusing the law and its intent. And in fact, it's essentially a blank check, because with 4,000 different laws and different people allowed to interpret laws from hundreds of different countries, virtually everyone is going to be violating some of these statutes inadvertently. More concerning is the Lacey Act, which is the law that we are triggering and fighting, says that you can be guilty of a violation and be sent to jail even though you had no intent to be doing anything wrong, nor did you know you were doing anything wrong. That is really quite concerning.
Mr. Juskowitz, I know it's only been about 3 months, not even 3 months, since all this happened with this latest raid in August. Have you noticed any sort of impact on your sales, either from the backlash towards the government or from the government's actions? What's been the result of all this attention?
It's really too early to tell because, you know, product is just getting to stores. But all initial indications are it's had a positive impact. We certainly have had very broad support on all the things that we could monitor. You know, we're getting about a 90 to 95% support from the people who touch upon this issue.
Well, let's talk about Right on Crime now and this initiative. Explain why you got on board and how you feel the goals of this effort would make a direct impact on the situation you've been through.
There has to be justice in the justice system. And what we are seeing here and with this Lacey enforcement, you know, there is no harm. There is no bad. And yet millions of dollars are being spent on a part of the government to pursue this law. And it's being done not to pursue the intent of the law, which is about conservation, but about bureaucratic snafu. It's totally inappropriate, and it's not unusual. People are going to jail for really trivial reasons. There's a fellow who was running a lobster import business who got sentenced, I believe, 8 years in jail because he used cardboard boxes. And the government said there was some law in Central America that required you use a different kind of packaging. It's totally disproportionate to anything. It doesn't really serve a public policy need. Well, there are hundreds of those laws, you know, 4,000 by the count of one think tank, with really severe penalties. It seems to me that what we should be doing is working together in the national interest and in the interest of our people and of our employers, and not allowing bureaucrats to pursue trivial things for lots and lots of money in these times of scarcity.
Well, the website for more information on the Right on Crime initiative is rightoncrime.com. Mr. Juskowitz, thank you so much for once again telling your story and also why you believe this is an important cause. We appreciate your time very much.
Thank you for giving me the time. I appreciate it.
Henry Juskowitz is the CEO of the Gibson Guitar Corporation and has recently signed on to the Right on Crime initiative. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.